Okay, hello everyone, and welcome to the final session of Rewilding Your Sacred Self with Five Animal Qigong for Vitality, Joy, Empowerment, and Confidence. So yeah, today is the final module. It's come to an end. The journey has come to a close very, very quickly, and yeah, it's been a fabulous journey. I've really thoroughly enjoyed it with you guys. And today's session is all about the crane, and we will be flying above life stress. We're with the amazing and elegant crane. So I'd just like to share some slides. Sorry, before I start with the slides, with the facts about the crane, anything to share from last week? Janine, I received your email, so thank you so much. For that beautiful share and the meditation, you said it was more, you experienced a lot more the second time. Yeah, that was beautiful.
I felt more calm and was able to not be in my head. It
Okay,
came
yeah.
from my heart.
Yes, we need to step into the heart. Yeah, the heart intelligence. Yeah, and just let the, I mean, thoughts do come, but just let them come and go, you know, like the waves, right? They come and they go, they come and they go. So just be in the flow. Yes, we can't, you know, eliminate our thoughts. They are always going to be there, but we can step out and
Balance.
yeah, and notice it, acknowledge the thoughts and say thank you for coming. And now I let you go, you know. And then step into back into your heart. Heart space. Yeah, beautiful. So yeah, thank you for sharing that. Anything else you feel called to share?
Just all the movements are just, have been very helpful in just incorporating in all my daily moments and moves and Friday night dance in this same room that I've been doing for 10 years with a friend. So
Okay.
and we both do our own movements. We don't. It's just been a beautiful way of moving
Yeah, wow.
and releasing
Yes,
and sharing.
releasing. Yes, releasing what doesn't serve us, right? Yeah. And bringing in all the joy and love. So when we release, we actually create space for more love, for more joy to flow into our body, into our hearts. Yeah. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Okay, so let's start with some facts, some interesting facts about the crane. I'll just share my slides. Okay, let's start. Okay, so again, welcome to Rewilding Your Sacred Self with Five Animal Qigong for Vitality, Joy, Empowerment, and Confidence. So today's module five, is all about the crane, which allows us to fly above life stress and see another perspective from the outside, from the higher. So we get a kind of a higher view from the crane's point of view. So let's dive into it. So the way of the crane. So in China, you know, they have actually been long inspired by the crane. They've done a lot of paintings, beautiful paintings, representing the crane, because the crane actually represents peace, love, honor, devotion, and longevity. And also because of its size, it also has power with grace, you know, graceful power. So it's really, really beautiful. Yeah, so So the perfect match. Cranes are monogamous and creatures and mate for life once they find their, let's say, perfect partner or significant other. So this happens, when they're teenagers. So teenagers for the crane are from like 2 to 7 years old. And cranes live from the age of anywhere between 20 to 40 plus years, depending on the species. So cranes that play together stay together. So during migration, during the winter months, they flock together in very large flocks actually, and the flocks can be as large as 10,000 cranes in a flock, and some species actually have up to like the 38,000 in the group, when they migrate. So yeah, depending on the species, but usually you see kind of the average is a couple of hundred, but there are some species which flock in groups of 10,000 when they migrate to warmer countries. So with regards to family life, both parents raise their young, but often it's the male that feeds the young first, yeah. And most of the clutches contain two eggs when it comes to the crane family. So a chick learns to stand on one leg from one of its parent. So this helps the crane stay warm during the times of cold. They tuck in one leg, which helps them stay warm during the winter or the cold months. And it's also a resting and roosting position for the crane. I mean, they balance really well on one leg, more than what we can balance, but we will be practicing this movement, this stance, standing on one leg during this session. So learning to fly, yeah, a young crane here, testing out its wings at the age of 2 to 3 months. Their plumage feathers will begin to form at this age, around 2 to 3 months, and they will be able to find food on their own as well. And the young cranes, they stay with their parents until about 10 to 12 months when they can fend for themselves. So they actually leave the nest, so to speak, fairly young, fairly quickly. And cranes are omnivorous and eat worms, insects, fruits and berries, seeds, small mammals, reptiles and amphibians. So basically they eat everything they can see. And here you can see the mother feeding its young child with some food it's found in the water. So here are some interesting facts about the crane. Their wingspan is approximately about 6 to 8 feet. So they have these really large wings, and the flight they can really fly at a great speed, up to 20 from between 25 to 35 miles per hour. And miles flown per day are between 200 to 300 miles per day. And some can actually fly, I mean, depending on the tailwind, they can fly up to 500 miles with a good tailwind. And the altitude they fly up to is around 6,000 to 7,000 feet. And they can actually go up to 13,000 feet, yeah. Except for the demoiselle, like Mademoiselle Demoiselle Crane, which can fly at 26,000 feet to cross the Himalayas to India. And some species, there are 15, in fact, 15 different ones, and some species are near to extinct, which is a shame. So the qualities of the crane are: it has strength, it illustrates balance, poise, elegance, grandeur because of its size and these large wings it has. And it also gives us a bird's eye view, another perspective to life. So, with regard to the traditional Chinese medicine, the yin organ that the crane correlates to other lungs, and the yang organ is the larger intestine, and the element is metal because of the emotion, it correlates to is grief. That's why the element is metal, because metal is heavy. And grief is also heavy, on our hearts and our lung area. And the sense organ is the nose, because it represents the lungs, or is related to the lungs. So obviously the nose makes sense, because as we breathe, the breath that we take in, it goes into our lungs. And the tissues governed are the skin and the body hair. Not the hair on the head, it's the body hair. And the emotion that is associated with the crane from the negative point of view is sadness, but we can transform this sadness, this grief, into a po more positive emotion to release the grief and sadness, which results in us having inner peace. And the color associated with the crane is white. So your in-flight movement for today is the crane Qigong form. So let's get into this beautiful form of the crane. And before we actually start practicing, let's warm up. So have some water to drink. And let's warm up. Whoops. Can you see my feet as well, Janine?
No, just your ankles.
Now?
Great.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's start with shaking. And I learned recently that if we kind of bump, up and down on our heels, we actually, this supports us. The more we kind of do this movement, like bumping up and down on our heels, it supports us to stand on one leg, which is one of the crane forms, right? So we'll be practicing that soon. I'll just let Anna in. Okay. Hello, Anna. Welcome. We're just warming up. So just shaking, starting off with the shake. So we're bumping our heels up and down. I'll just show you from the side. So this, as I was saying, mentioning earlier, that this bumping of the heel up and down really helps us stand on one leg. So this is a great movement, warm up for the crane, one of the crane movements where we do stand on one leg. Okay, so now we just come back to center, and just shake our hands, and our legs, knees are slightly bent, they're not stiff, so little bit loose, and bring your arms up if you can, because with the above your head, because with the crane movement, we're gonna be been practicing bringing our, opening our wings and bringing them, you know, up, getting ready for flight position, getting ready to fly. So bring it down. Let's go side to side. Okay, slowly come back to center and let's give a, do the shimmy, shake our shoulders, our bum, and shimmy, shimmy. Okay, slowly come back to center and we'll do some head rolls starting from the left, going up to the right and to the middle. So breathe in as we go to the left and up. Breathe out as we come down. So inhale. And exhale. One last time to the left. Inhale. And exhale. Now the other side towards the right. Inhale. Exhale as we come down. Inhale. And exhale. One last time. Inhale. And exhale. Come back to center. Bring your head up. Okay, let's roll our, let's do the neck. Stretching of the neck, starting with the left. And look behind. Our eyes follow. Come back to center. Now the other side. Back to the center and to the left, breathing in as you go back, breathing out as you come back to center. Side, breathe in and breathe out. One last time, breathe in and breathe out. The right side, breathe in and breathe out, back to the center. Okay, let's roll our shoulders next. So our feet are hip width apart. Okay, up and back and down. So breathe in and breathe out. One more time, breathe in and breathe out. Now the other direction, breathe in and breathe out. Breathing in and breathing out. Inhale as we go up, exhale as we come down. Okay, relax. Just shake the shoulders a little bit. Okay, so next we'll do the ragdoll. If you remember, it was kind of this movement and our foot kind of comes, as we turn towards the left, the right foot turns, yeah? Comes up. Okay, let's start. Okay, and our knees bend. The knees shouldn't be stiff, so be slightly bent. as we're coming, turning. Okay, so slowly come back to the center. Okay. And relax. So next we're going to do some hip rotations. First some small movements, so going clockwise. Knees are slightly bent, relaxed. And yeah, just do the hula hula. Okay, to the center now, anti-clockwise. Okay, slowly come back to the center. And now some bigger hip rotations, yeah, starting clockwise, so we get as far as you can go. Don't overdo it, always listen to your body. Okay, one more clockwise. Come back to the center and the other way. Anti-clockwise. One more time and come back to the center. Okay, next are the knee rotations. So bring your feet closer together and warm your hands. Gather that beautiful chi in your hands and let's place it over our knees. This helps with any knee projects. And now let's do some rotations clockwise. Okay, back to the center now, the other direction. Okay, come back to the center and come up. Okay, next we're going to stretch our feet. Let's do some rotations with the foot. We're going to rotate my foot's kind of on the balls of my feet, and I'm rotating clockwise. You can see my feet, right? Give me a thumbs up. Yeah, okay. Good. And now the other direction, anti-clockwise or inwards. Okay, slowly relax. Now the other foot. So we're going clockwise, so coming inward. And then anti-clockwise, so going outwards. Okay, slowly come back to the center. And now we're going to stretch our leg and our feet. So bring our leg in front of us and flex the foot, the toes, with where the leg which is outside, right? Flex the toe. And now stretch them at the back so they're like this, seeping. If you want to hold a chair, do hold a chair. Now the other foot or other leg. So stretch. The toes are flexed. And now stretch them at the back. Okay, come back. Let's give our legs some shake. Legs and feet, a little shake. Good. And let's just thump our heels again, because this will really help us. This is what I learned recently, will help us stand on one leg. So just do a few of these movements. Okay, so slowly come back to center. Let's give our body another shake and do the shimmy. Okay, good. And relax. Okay, so are we ready for the crane? The beautiful, graceful crane. The first movement of the crane is the crane opens and closes its wings, yeah? So I'm going to start with my left leg in front of me at 45 degrees angle. So I'm putting weight slightly on the right leg and bringing the left leg out. It's at a 45 degree angle. You can see it, right? Okay, so hands are facing at the side with the palms facing upwards, yeah? So we're gonna bring our arms out in front of us, and my right foot goes up as I come out with my wings. Now turn your hands facing each other, and then bring the energy to the center, to your lungs. And this time my front foot goes up, it's flexed, okay? And then we open our wings, and then again my back foot comes up on my toes. Okay, I'm on my toes, and the front foot is flat on the ground. Okay, this is the movement. So breathe in as we bring our arms in, and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. One last time. Breathe in and breathe out. Now we slowly bring our hands down and come back to center. Now the other side. So put your weight slightly on your left leg and bring your right leg in front at a 45 degree angle. Hands are at your side, and bring your arms up. And then lean back slightly as here, but not too far back. Okay, so you breathe out as your arms go out. So breathing in and breathing out. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Now bring your arms down and slowly, gracefully come back to the center. Yes. Very graceful movement of the crane. And the next movement is the crane stretches up and down. So remember the crane hand form. I'll just come back closer. The ring finger and the middle finger are close together, and down and out, right? And the pinky and the index and the thumb are facing upwards and outwards. So it's kind of this. So we're like, this is the crane movement, hand form. So with the crane stretching, going up and down, so the feet are hip width apart, and And we're going to be like sitting in the quad. Another movement I just want to show you is to sit in the quad position, which is called the quad in Qigong. So basically just imagine you're sitting on a high stool. So you're like, you know, the knees are bent, but when you look down, you can still see your toes, right? The front of your toes. So you're like sitting on a high stool and you have a crease here at the front, right? And this is called the quad position. So to do the stretching of the crane, we need to just sit in this position in the quad with the hand form of the crane. And we open our wings. Let's just start with shoulder, a shoulder length, and then come down. And bend down, sit in that quad position, okay? So breathe in and breathe out. If you can, take your hands above your head, but don't join them together. And breathe out. So breathe in and breathe out. Breathing in and breathe out. And relax. I'm just going to adjust my camera so you can see the hand position above my head. Okay, let's do it a couple more times. So sit as if you're sitting on a high stool, high chair. So then breathe in, stretch up. My hands are not touching together, they're kind of close together. And then breathe out as you come down. So breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. One more time. Breathe in and breathe out. And relax. Okay, so this was the crane stretching upwards and downwards, yeah? So, and the next movement is called crane stands on one leg. Okay, it's the same movement as the stretching, but this time as our arms go up, we're gonna bring one of our legs up, okay? So starting, you know, with the left. So we're gonna bring our left leg up as we stretch up. So sit in the quad with the crane hand form. And as we go up, we bring our left leg up, the knee up, and then come down. If you can only bring your hands, you know, to shoulder length, that's fine. Okay, so again, breathe in and breathe out. And now the other side, breathe in and breathe out. Left side, breathe in, breathe out. The right side, breathe in and breathe out. One more time with the left. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And relax. Okay, so that was crane standing on one leg. And the fourth and last movement of the crane is the crane flutters or flusters. Yeah, it's feathers, yeah? So let me just sort of check. Yeah, crane ruffles, sorry, ruffles its feathers. So this time, The crane does this when it finds a body of water. It splashes itself to clean itself. And then in the end, it kind of shivers, you know, and shakes it all out. This is a great movement to releasing the stress. So if we've had a stressful day, we can do this crane ruffling its feathers. We can ruffle our feathers and release the stress from, you know, from our body. Okay, so this is how it goes. Again, the feet are hip width apart, and we sit again in that qua position. So knees slightly bent. If we look down, we can still see our toes, so they're not too, you know, we're not bending like too down. And then we make the our hands are open, and we're going to take the water and splash, starting from the bottom. So starting with the right, splash, splash, bringing that energy up to the middle, and then towards our chest and heart area. And here, if we can, bring we stand on our toes, bring our hands down, and we shiver. Ooh, come down. Just shake it all off, okay? Let's do that again. So sit in the quad, and let's play with the water and clean ourselves. Splash, 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 splash. If we can, we can rise on our toes and because the water's cold, you know, so we're shivering. Okay, let's do that a couple more times. So I'm going to start with the left side, yeah? So left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, come up and okay, one last time. This is fun. We're cleansing our body with this beautiful water energy. Okay, so let's splash. Okay, left, right, left, right, left, come up, right, left, right, stand on our toes and bring our arms down. And so that was like we're ruffling our feathers, you know. Yeah, the crane ruffles its feathers. So those are the four movements of the crane. And let's just regulate our breath. So with hands at the side, and bring the chi up to the center. And breathe out. Okay, breathing in. And breathe out. One last time. Breathe in, taking the energy from Father Sky, bringing it to our center, and releasing everything that doesn't serve us, and giving it to Mother Earth. Okay, and relax. So I'm going to come back to the camera, and if you have any questions regarding any of the movements, we can just go through that. And please have some water. Yeah, do take a sip of water. Okay, any questions? Anna, Janine? No, it's all clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ease. Great. All with ease.
Yeah, it's just so beautiful. It's like a dance. I love the splashing of, you know, that's like a real dance. You know, dancing with the crane. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. So now we're going to do the crane all four movements again. We'll practice it a couple of times. And then we'll release all our grief, our sadness, and then we have space to bring in more joy and laughter into our lives with the cheeky monkey. So we'll integrate the monkey at the end as well, okay? All right, so let's play. Okay, so the first movement was crane opens and closes its wings, yeah? Okay, so starting with the left side, bring your left leg in front at 45 degree angle. Hands are at the side, palms facing outwards, and then we bring our arms up. And then as we go up, the left, the back foot comes up, and as we go back, the front foot is out, yeah, flexed. So breathe in and breathe out. Breathing in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And bring our hands down and gently come back to the center. Now with the other foot, the other leg. Okay, so this time our right leg is at 45 degree angle in front. Okay, so let's start. So breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and bring your hands gently down. Come back to the center. Okay, let's do that again. Starting with the left. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. One last time, breathing in. And breathing out and relax. Come back. And on the right. Okay, breathe in. And breathe out. And release the energy, the sadness, and give it to Mother Earth. So breathe in and breathe out. One last time, breathe in and breathe out and relax. Come back. Okay, the next movement is called the stretching, the crane stretches up and down. So the feet are hip width apart and we do the crane hand form and we sit in the quad and rise up, stretch up. The hands above our head, but they're not touching. And then come down. Okay, so inhale. And exhale. Inhale. Exhale. One last time, inhale and exhale. Okay, and relax. Okay, that was the crane stretching and moving up and down. And the next movement is the crane stands on one leg. So again, if you remember, the same movement as before, but this time we'll lift our knee up, yeah? Okay, so bend down slightly, knees slightly bent. Sit in the quad and breathe in. Lift your leg up and bring it slowly down. Breathing out as you come down. So the other side, breathe in. And breathe out. Okay, breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. One last time. If you can only bring your hands up to your shoulders, that's also fine. And breathe out. The other side, breathe in. And breathe out. Okay. And come back to center. Okay. And the third movement of the crane. No, sorry, this was the fourth movement of the crane is crane. Flutters its feathers, so let's do that. So imagine we're in the river somewhere or in a lake and we're splashing and cleansing our body. So sit in the quad and starting with the left side, the hands are open because we're taking the water in. So we start splashing from the bottom, left, right, and we come up. Bring the energy to the center. Rise up, come back, come up to the heart area, the chest area, and stand on our toes. Bring our arms, hands down, and shiver. Okay, let's do that again. Okay, so bend slightly and let's splash. So left. Right, left, right, left, right. Come up to the chest area, left, right, and stand on your toes and shiver. Okay, the voice, the toning also helps release the stress. Okay, let's do that again. Okay, starting with the left. Left, right, splash, 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 and okay, great. Okay, one last time. Starting with left, left, right, left, right, left, right. Left, right, and okay. So that was all the four movements of the crane. And now we've released the stress from our life. Let's bring in joy. We've opened up space in our heart for joy and love to enter, which the monkey is really good at. So let's do play with Curious George. So if you remember, the first movement was kind of stretching and, you know, the monkey kind of rises up. So we make the monkey paw. So hands are, feet are a little bit closer together and our hands are stretched in front of us. The elbows are slightly bent. They're not like too stiff. And we make the monkey hook. Okay, and bring the energy up towards our heart. So make the hook and come up on your toes, bring your shoulders slightly up and squeeze your bum and the perineum and look towards the right, smile, come back to the center and release. Okay, now to the left side. Do the monkey hook, rise. Bring your shoulders up, squeeze, look to the left, to to the center and release. Okay, let's do that again. Okay, rise up. Squeeze. Look to the right. Oh, what are we hiding? We're hiding some treasure from the tribe. Come back to the center and release. Okay, towards the left. Do the monkey hook. Bring the energy up to your heart. Squeeze your bum, perineum. Look to the left. Oh, you're hiding something from the others. Come back to center and release. Let it go. One last time. Come up, shoulders slightly up, squeeze, head towards the right, smile, come back to center and release. Okay, now to the left, one last time. Breathing in. Back to the center and breathe out as you release. Okay, so that was the cheeky monkey trying to hide something from the tribe. And so the next movement is the picking. The monkey picks fruits. Oh yeah, let's do a little bit. Shake before we start the next one. So remember the picking of the fruit. So put your feet hip width apart, and we're going to start from the right, and then, you know, on the third count, so it's like one, two, and then we lift the opposite leg, right, if you remember. Okay, so let's pick some fruit, starting with the monkey hook. So one, the left hand is here. Just imagine you have a pocket here at the side, and with the right, we're going to pick the fruit, okay, pick the bananas. So one, two, three. 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 And one, two, three. Okay, and relax. And the last movement of the monkey is the monkey scratches, leap side to side, scratching its head and laughing and playing, yeah? So if you remember, we go to the right-hand side, our right, my left foot is on the toes, I'm standing on the toes, that side, and with my right hand I'm scratching my head, and with the left I'm scratching the ribs, okay? So let's go back to the center, and we're going to leap right to left, okay? So bend down and scratch, and let's make some noises. Slowly come back to the center. So that was, yeah, the final movement, the joyful movement of the monkey. So let's take some breath and do the regulating of the breath movement to bring the chi into balance. So our feet are hip width apart, hands at the side, and breathing in. And breathe out. Inhale. And exhale as you come down. Bring the hands down. One last time. Inhale. And exhale. And relax. So now we close off by bowing to the animals, to each other, and to life itself. So gratitude to the animals, to each other, and to life itself. Thank you very much for joining me in this beautiful Qigong practice. Thank you. So, any questions? Do take a sip of water. So, how are you feeling, everyone? Feeling good?
Feeling good.
Okay. Good, good. So, any questions, any shares? Anna, do you have any questions? Not sure if Anna is there. So yeah, I just wanted to say, yeah, it's been a wonderful journey with you guys. So I really appreciate taking this this class with me, this journey with me, and and learning, you know, this beautiful practice. And please do practice, you know, every time you have the time. Maybe, you know, incorporate it in your daily practices. Do the hand movements, you know, while you can do that anytime while you're sitting down watching TV, for example. But do try and incorporate one of the animals, a couple of the animals in your daily practices, and it really will help your health, you know. It does support our health, all these movements. So, yeah, so beautiful. And I will be sending out a survey, a few questions. It'll just take you a couple of minutes to fill out. And I really appreciate it if you could just fill out that form and provide your feedback and, you know, how to improve the class going forward. So that would be really helpful for me. So, yeah, I would really appreciate that. And if you enjoyed this, you know, 5 weeks, I do offer these Qigong practices during my sacred site retreats. And I just wanted to mention that me and a colleague of mine and a close friend, you know, we're organizing a retreat to Northern Italy in the Alps in May. So it'll be 14th to 18th of May, and where we will practice this Qigong, animal Qigong. I will be doing the animal Qigong and my colleague will be doing another form of Qigong. I think she practices the Korean style. So there's different kind of Qigong practice that she does. So she will be doing that on the retreat. And we'll be going to Damanhur, which is in the foothills of the Italian Alps, and spending 5 days there and meditating in the temples of humankind, which they have built these amazing, beautiful temples, you know, in the mountains. They are just amazing. I was there last year and was like really taken back with the artwork and the symbols. In the pillars, there are these symbols, which actually the creator, the founder, He brought this very old sacred language with him because he was a very, very old soul prior to the Atlantis age, you know, and he brought this very old sacred language, and they're still trying to decipher what that language is. They call it the sacred language. And those symbols are kind of imprinted in the pillars in the temples. And this is just amazing. And my friend and colleague, you know, she does light language as well. So she will be also doing the light language in the temple, you know, and connecting with these symbols. So it'll be an amazing transformative journey next year in May. And I'd just like to share a couple of details about that. So this is This is what we're offering next year, a retreat to Dhammanhur. Dhammanhur actually means the city of light, and it's in the enchanting Italian Alps, about 40 kilometers from Turin. And that will be from the 14th to 18th of May. And as I mentioned, this is a beautiful collaboration with my friend and colleague, and Enrica Ferruzzi. And this is, it's a great opportunity to learn more about this place. It's a community which was it started back in 78 in the 70s, and they're building a radical new world. In my opinion, they're really creating the new earth because they have a community for farming, a community for the electricity, for example, the energy, how to generate, new forms of energy, a community for education. So it's just amazing, amazing, to see what they're doing, what these people are doing in this large community there. So yeah, if you are interested, you can book a one-to-one with me. It's on the student portal and the link to the retreat as well. It's on the student portal. So if you click on the retreat page, you'll be taken to the page, the information details of this retreat, and yeah, details on Dhammanhur, and yeah, and the closest airports if you're coming from, outside of Europe. And yeah, you can either fly into Turin or Milan. And these are the sacred temples. Just some pictures of the artwork of the different halls in the temple. They're just amazing, beautiful. And they also have sacred woods. We'll also be doing some kind of, a meditation in this circle in the woods, and also listening to the plants. They have an activity called, listening to the music, connecting with the music of the plants, which is really, really amazing. I did that last year, and it was such a beautiful experience. So, yeah, this is the investment for 4 nights, 5 days is 1,700 euros, and it just tells you what's included and what is not included. For example, transportation. Or if you want private healing sessions, they have a clinic there where they use their own healing modalities. And the dinners are not included, but we can also make our own dinner. They also have a shop on site where we can buy, food, pasta, some sauces, and cook our own food because the accommodation also, has a kitchen. So we can also cook together. So yeah, if you're interested, do let me know. We're offering a early bird discount of 10% if you book or register by December 31st. Okay, so you can go here. All the information is there. And yeah, it would be amazing to see you guys in Europe. Yeah, at some stage, if not next year, maybe the following year. Yeah. So I just wanted to share that with you. And me and Enrica, we're also doing a free online fireside chat on the 15th of December, where we'll be talking about mystical journeys, our own experiences. So it's just a casual fireside chat with me and Enrica. She's been to Sedona. She's done retreats in Sedona, so she'll be talking about her own experiences, and I'll be talking about my experiences. So that's a free Zoom meeting which I will be sending out to everybody within the community. So if you have time and you'd like to join and listen to our experiences, our journeys, then you're more than welcome to join us on the 15th of December. I'll send out the details to everyone in due course. So yeah, so those were the things I wanted to share. And again, it's been a real pleasure having having both of you on this journey and Do listen to the recordings, the videos, watch the videos, listen to the audios, and and practice, make it a part of your daily routine. And if you do have any questions, you can always reach out to me, via email, info@joythroughtravel.com. So I'll be more than happy to answer any of your questions. Or if you want to, have discussions, I will be next year. I will be opening up like one-to-one Qigong sessions as well if people are interested. So yeah, all that coming in the new year. So I really wish you a beautiful journey ahead and lots of fun with these beautiful animals of the wild. And as I mentioned, reach out anytime if you have questions. And yeah, it's been a real honor being with you for the last 5 weeks. And sorry, before I forget, there is a bonus session in 2 weeks where we will be integrating everything. So in the next 2 weeks, you have time to integrate all these five animals. And then we'll go through all of them during that final session in 2 weeks.
Will that be on the 16th?
Yes, that's on the 16th. Yeah, it's in
Okay.
the I'll put that in the student portal as well so you don't forget about it. And also write when I send out the replay, mention that. So I look forward to seeing you on the 16th and on the 15th if you can join us for the fireside chat. And and see you on the 16th for the
What
bonus.
time is it on the 16th? Or I guess what time your time, and then I'll figure out what it is over here.
It's my time, the same time as all these sessions, 5 p.m. I think it's
Okay,
11.
so it's 8 o'clock my time. Okay,
Oh, you're Pacific, are
yeah,
you?
I'm Pacific. yeah yeah
Oh, okay, got it.
okay okay no, that's good because I don't have to be at work until 10 o'clock, so I was hoping that it wasn't later in the day. Okay, so that's
No,
quick.
same time.
yeah
You can
okay
make the 16th, right? You'll be able to make it.
yeah yeah I because it'll be like yeah, I'll be able to make that. yeah
Okay, great. So, yeah, look
yeah
forward to seeing you
beautiful.
then. And yeah, do reach out if you have any questions. You can connect with me via email or make a call, calendar appointment from the website Joy Through Travel. So yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So thank you once again, and I wish you a beautiful day and joyous practicing, and see you in 2 weeks. For the final session.
Thank
Okay.
you so
Thank
much,
you.
Amy. This
Okay.
has just been beautiful to incorporate the animals
Ah, oh,
into
beautiful.
my
Thank
life.
you.
Yes. Yeah, it's been great. Yeah. And
Thank
Gaia.
you. Okay. See you in 2 weeks then. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank
Bye.
you.
Bye.
Namaste.
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 Namaste.